Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little SRV bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. LearnToLead.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out when you get a chance. He's got a brand new book out. It's available right now on Amazon. Will they ship it right now, Dave?
No, you can actually get it on Kindle.
But you can pre-order it. It's not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about executing, and executing. That's what we're doing, what we're talking about. Dave, I want to talk about, in the last segment, we talked a lot about how we get our people to execute.
Right.
But one of the things that we have issues with, all of us out here on Main Street, is executing ourselves. As the leader of the organization, as a CEO of our business, we've got executing tasks that we need to do as a CEO. We got execution tasks that we need to do as the manager. Two different jobs that we have to do.
That's right.
One of the things that I'm going to throw out one example of what I do to help me execute when I start out the day.
Okay.
I look at what I think needs to be done, and then I decide whether how much of it is something I've got to do and how much of it is somebody else needs to be involved in it. And the first thing I do is get whatever I can ready to give to somebody else first so they can go and be contributing while I'm doing things that they can't do.
Well, that's smart. See, as a CEO,
even if it takes me an hour not to get started on my stuff,
yeah.
If I can get them working, now I've got two people working on my project.
Well, you do. And what you want to do as a CEO is you want to spend more time doing the things only you can do, not doing things everybody else
right.
can do. And, you know, so, again, what you're doing is really smart. First responsibility of a CEO, first of all, you got to determine those toughs. What are the ultimate few? You don't vote on that.
Ultimate few toughs. I love that.
Those are you. You've got it. When I talk about getting tough, I'm talking about getting focused. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first obligation of the CEO is to determine that type of direction and create that clarity. And then, as strange as it sounds, one of the things you do to help execute as a CEO is you help your people first determine what their key lead measures are, because until you know what they are, mm-hmm. you're not sure what you should be doing to drive those behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
You need, you know, what meetings do you need to hold now to drive those behaviors? What communication do you need to give?
And so if there is a meeting and somebody thinks you should be there, as the CEO or the manager or the owner of the company, you can say, well, now, wait a minute, do I need to be in that meeting? Do I really need to be there?
Oh, I know, because it's definitely.
I remember the first time my organization had a meeting without me. I thought, man, I have graduated. I'm
exactly.
We've arrived.
Isn't life good when that happens? Right.
That's right.
See, but if I work for you, Jim, you need to determine what are Dave's key things he needs to be doing every day, and then what do I need to do to drive Dave's behavior? And that's going to be part of your job description. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What type of interactions do I need to have with Dave? What meeting would I hold? What training would I need to give him? And I've got to hold him accountable at that early morning meeting every morning, you know, with our little gathering, so they can do their reporting on the
mm-hmm.
board. And so once you determine what your people's key activities are, then it's easier for you to decide, okay, hey, these are the things I need to do to make sure those things are happening and to hold them accountable for it.
In my organization, one of the things that I've observed has been that when you've got a small business, you know, everybody's interactive. The new employee and the owner get involved in projects. You know, there's something going on with a customer or something.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I think you got to make sure that you got to do is make sure that your employees know when they can expect something from you, and if you're not giving it to them, they can ask you for it. For example, I tell them, okay, this project, it belongs to you, you own it, and with regard to what you need from me, I work for you.
Right.
And you get to ask me, you get to say, hey, boss, I need that thing.
That's right.
Because if you don't tell them that, they'll sit there and they'll sit on that project because they're afraid to ask you for it.
They are. No, you've got to give them permission to do that.
Yeah.
My daughter told me the other day, she's our general manager, she says, hey, Dad, you're late on filming this month. Let's get it done.
Get off your backside there, Dad.
That's right. You're late on the filming. You're putting the production schedule behind. Let's get it done. They need permission to be able to do that. In that's a strong funny. Culture, they can.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got to be able to do that.
Otherwise, you don't get engagement. You get compliance. Mm-hmm. And you can't build a great company with compliance, with people just complying what they have to do. They need to be engaged.
And you don't have a full execution of ownership without that either.
No, you don't.
And if they don't own things, if your people don't own what they have in your business, then you can't execute.
No, you can't. No, and then you got to wind them up every time you want something done, and that's just not good. It's exhausting.
It's not rocket science is the title of the book. It's Dave Anderson's brand new book, Learn to Lead. It's his website. Hey, Dave, this has been fun. Good job. Come back soon.
I'll do it, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
We look forward to getting that new book.
Wonderful.
Okay, see you. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.